Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reading is Psalm 39. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle so long as the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. My heart became hot within me. As I mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. I am a mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it. Remove your stroke from me. I am spent by the hostility of your hand. When you discipline a man with rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him. Surely all mankind is a mere breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers. Look away from me, that I may smile again before I depart and am no more. I recently attended the funeral of a very dear family church friend back in my hometown. Her name was Arla, and she was the wife of the pastor who confirmed me many years ago. I am grateful for the faithful instruction of this pastor to our class. By God's grace, the things he taught me about God, his holy word, and the life of a Christian have, for the most part, stayed with me all these years. At the funeral, one of the pastors who now serve that congregation gave a beautiful sermon at the funeral, not about how great Arla was, but about how gracious and active the Lord was in her life while she was on earth. He noted how Arla, in her words and actions, always pointed things back to Christ and his love for her. People who knew her considered her a wonderful example of how to live your faith. Another pastor at the funeral went on to pray that although Arla had finally finished her journey triumphantly in heaven, he prayed that each one of us, who are now left as pilgrims on earth, would be strengthened by the Holy Spirit to live out our faith until we, too, reach our heavenly home. I later looked up the meaning of the word pilgrim, and the first definition that came up was one who journeys in foreign lands. It was a good reminder for me that I live as a temporary resident wherever I may happen to have a house. We may say, I am from America, I am from Germany, I am from India, I am from Botswana, New Zealand, China, or Slovakia. But as Christians, all of these places are temporary. God did not design the earth to be our final home. In Genesis 23, verse 4, Moses writes, I am a sojourner and foreigner among you. So it is with us today. Our final home is with God in heaven. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 13 and 14, we read, These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Long journeys are tiresome, fraught with many temptations, hardships, and sorrows. The more we study God's Word and know who Christ is and what He has done and does for us, the stronger and more prepared we are to live every day in a way which leads us to heaven, in holiness and in obedience to God's commands. Reading the Bible and attending church and Bible studies helps us to learn more about God and the rewards of heaven. Though there are not a lot of details written about the specifics of heaven, we are given glimpses in much of Scripture describing heaven as a grand banquet feast with God as the head, the hall filled with believing people from all corners of the earth, joining with all the saints and angels in choruses of Hallelujah. When we are forced here on earth to live with the wicked who reject Christ, when we are ridiculed for our belief in the only one who can save us, or when we suffer because of guilt over our transgressions, knowing a little bit about the spectacular joy and glory which lies ahead for us in heaven makes our journey here on earth a bit easier to bear. We might mourn when a loved one dies, but our mourning will be moderate. I know Arla is now in a better, blessed place, where she is free of all sorrow and resting from all her labors. We remain on earth for now, pilgrims sojourning in a foreign land, struggling at times to keep Christ the center of our lives, yet comforted by thoughts of the rewards which lie ahead. At the Holy Communion rail, I will rejoice with Arla and all the believers who have gone before. Dear Christian friends, support and encourage one another in this journey, all the time remembering what Jesus said in John 14, verse 6. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. To God be all the glory. We pray, today using the words of one of our church hymns. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. Earth is a desert drear. Heaven is my home. Danger and sorrow stand round me on every hand. Heaven is my fatherland. Heaven is my home. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.